Well, straight to a man who knows Wayne Rooney very well after playing alongside him in his first spell at Everton. Alan Stubbs joins me on the line. Evening, Alan.
Good evening.
You know Wayne well, as I said there. How excited do you think he will be about heading back to Goodison Park?
I think he's, you know, I think deep down he'll be really excited. I think it's given me, personally, it's probably given a lift from the disappointment that he's had. Probably over the last 12 months with not playing, and you know, to come back to the club where he's always supported, I think it's a really good move all round for everybody.
A lot of people have written him off over those last 12 months. How much do you believe he still has left to give?
I think he's got an awful lot. You know, he's still only 31. You know, I wouldn't mind being written off if you're England's all-time leading goal scorer, United's all-time leading goal scorer. You know, it's not really the worst thing to be written off, is it, when you've done all that before you? You know, and I think that with Wayne, I think he's ready to write a new chapter in his Everton career. You know, when he left, I think the club was in a completely different position to what it finds itself in now. You know, when he left, the club were really struggling for money, and now he's come back to a club which, you know, is with the new investment, you know, seems to be going in only one direction. So it's, you know, it's quite a roles reverse, to be honest.
Yeah, and you suspect he could have gone to China and made a heck of a lot more money, but from what you know of him, is he too competitive to do that, to go to a league like that when he feels he has unfinished business in this country and at Everton?
Well, I think knowing Wayne, you know, the way I have done, money has never been his biggest contributor to football. You know, his main desire was to perform on the pitch and to win things. And believe me, you know, he could have easily gone and had another 3-4 years, whether it be in America or in China, you know, so... You know, you've got to applaud him, because he knows it's not going to be easy coming back to Everton. He knows he'll have a bit to prove. He'll probably have all the doubters which have been around him all his career. So that, there's nothing new there. But the one most important thing is that he'll lift the whole club in terms of his personality, his desire, his respect in the changing room. You know, he would have walked in that changing room today, and believe me, there would have been a lot of the players there who would be going, wow.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the factor that he brings. He brings a whole new demeanour to the football club again. He will set standards that he's been used to at a real top club in Man United. You know, and he won't accept second best.
When you were with him at Everton, obviously that was, you know, very, very early on in his career. Did you spot straight away just how good he was, and how good was he at the age of sort of 16 and 17?
Yeah, it was easy for anybody to see. You know, when he first trained with us, you know, we'd heard an awful lot about him. He was pulling up trees in the youth team. Excuse me. And he was playing, you know, 3-4 years ahead of himself. And when he came and joined us, we thought, yeah, okay, young boy, you know, just take it easy on him. And it couldn't have been any further from the truth. He came and he lit the place up. You know, we were walking off the training pitch and we were all talking about him, how impressive he was. He was, you know, it wasn't just his physical strength and his power for a young boy. It was his ability on the training ground when we seen him to do things that he shouldn't have really been doing at that age. You know, his vision, his understanding of the game, his first touch, his passing, his movement. You know, that takes years to learn, and it just became very natural to him.
And you mentioned it there, Alan, when you said, you know, he's the record goal scorer for England, he's the record goal scorer for Manchester United. So why doesn't he get the credit perhaps people think he deserves?
Being honest, I think it's the way this country is in terms of players. When they like to build them up to knock them down. You know, his record doesn't need any scrutiny over it. His record is unbelievable. You know, for England, he was the one that, you know, if England played well, at times it was Wayne's fault. You know, which seems crazy when you've got that many amounts of players on the pitch, that Wayne was always the focal point to point the finger at, which I thought was very harsh. But he got on with it. He took it because that's the way he is. At Man United, he's probably carried Man United for the last four or five years. You know, and that takes an awful strong personality and a person to be able to do that. I thought he carried himself with great dignity last year, even though inside he would have been absolutely raging the fact that he wasn't playing. But he showed a lot of respect to come through that. And, you know, listen, come the first game of the season against Stoke, believe me, there'll be one person, if he's, you know, if he's starting, that will be running onto that pitch, a very, very proud man.
Yeah, and where do you think he's going to play position-wise? Because that seems to, you know, I think they've said he could play as a striker, he could play as number 10. He's even been used in midfield. Where do you think he'll fit into this Everton team?
Personally, I think his position now is just off the front, you know, a number 10, that number 10 role. But, you know, listening to Ronald and his press conference today, you know, he feels that he can play in a variety of positions, and he's that clever enough as a footballer. He can do, you know, he understands each roles of each position, you know, very well. But personally, I think, you know, just off a striker would really suit where he is now.
And just finally, before you go, Alan, your thoughts on Romelu Lukaku, who has officially left the club now to go to Manchester United?
I think he done fantastic at Everton. I think there's you know, as a defender playing against him, he was a real handful. But I always got the impression that Everton was just a stepping stone for Romelu. And you know, over the last 18 months, there's always been an uncertainty hanging over him, whether he was going to stick around or whether he was not, you know, whether he was staying this summer or whether he was going last summer. And I think where Everton are, you know, they need to build their team around, you know, young and up-and-coming players. And, you know, Wayne will help them massively with them players. And I still think there's a lot more business to come, if I'm being honest.